Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. From Dustin Johnson to Tommy Two Gloves Gainey, there are many golfers from South Carolina making a name for themselves on the PGA Tour. After a successful career as tour manager for Hootie and the Blowfish, our next guest was introduced to professional golf when he took over the reins as the tournament director for the band's Monday After the Masters Celebrity Pro-Am Golf Tournament. Now, he represents professional golfers, negotiating everything from television contracts to endorsement agreements. Paul Graham is with Empire Sports Management based in Charleston, South Carolina, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Share with us a little bit more about your company.
Our company runs events, mostly specializing in celebrity golf events, but we do other corporate events as well. And then we also represent professional golfers. We have over 20 professional golfers that we work with between the four agents that we have on our staff.
Can you share with us any names of who you represent that our listeners might recognize?
I represent Charlie Reimer, who's on the Golf Channel on a daily basis. I also represent Kyle Thompson, Tommy Two Gloves Gainey. Our company also represents Kevin Na, Taylor Gooch, and Matt Neesmith, and a few girls on the LPGA Tour. Kim Kaufman, having some success over the last few years.
How soon in a professional golfer's career does the golfer need an agent?
It all depends really on their level coming out of school. The equipment manufacturers in particular are looking to try to lock those young up-and-coming players, the future stars, in early. You definitely need to have an agent to help negotiate that, mostly because of the experience that they have and the relationships that they currently have with equipment manufacturers. The biggest conversation that I have with any player that I would sign who's coming out to start professionally, that, you know, if you're not prepared to commit a serious financial obligation, then you might want to think about doing something else. Oftentimes, the biggest hurdle that a player has is the financial part of it. It's going to cost you up to $50,000 a year just to go out and play golf. That's just on a smaller level, going to try to Monday qualify into events or playing mini tour events. The mini tour world, the easiest way to describe it is that there's 50 guys who go play an event, and they all put in $500 each. Those players basically are playing for each other's money.
Sort of so like a poker game.
It's a big gamble.
What does it mean when we hear the announcer say on TV during a PGA Tour event that this player is in due to a sponsor exemption?
The sponsor of the event has the right to be able to choose certain players to play in it. They're just getting a free spot into the event, would probably be the easiest way to explain it. And then they come into the event and play as a professional, just like they qualified. Some are delineated out to players that are web.com tour, and then some of them are unrestricted. And if, you know, you're a scratch golfer and your dad is the president of the company that's sponsoring the event, he can give his son a sponsor exemption if he so chooses. Most have a local flair to them, or there's some unique story about them. For example, when Tommy was first coming up, you know, getting him sponsor exemptions was because of his success in the Big Break was a little bit easier because he had a cachet to him and he was going to draw fans, which web.com tour events just don't have a lot of fans. In our world as agents, sponsor exemptions are very competitive.
Let's talk about the caddy side of the golf business. Do caddies need agents, and how are they compensated? Do they get sponsors and endorsements as well?
No, actually, their boss is the player. All players on the PGA Tour are independent contractors. Normally, caddies are paid a weekly stipend plus a percentage of the player's winnings, 10%, and that's kind of standard. Some at a higher level are paid an annual salary with a bonus.
Paul, I understand that you are also an adjunct professor at the Sport and Entertainment Department at USC in Columbia. Talk about that a little bit.
They came to me and asked me if I'd be interested in teaching a little bit about what my experience was, manager of bands and the tour manager of bands. And as a result of going to teach and mentoring kids, which I absolutely love to do, I actually, at the end of the year, will get my master's in sport and entertainment. I'm just happy that I could be a part of such a great university and a great department.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Paul Graham is a vice president with Charleston-based Empire Sports Management. He joined us by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.